سلام، روزتون بخیر. My name is Sahand, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Talon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter.
Diversify your university involvement and experience a new culture today.
Isaac UBC is the world's largest student-run organization that specializes in helping you get an internship or a volunteering opportunity abroad.
With thousands of opportunities in over 127 countries and territories, this is truly an international experience.
Apply today at isaac.ca. That's AIESEC.ca.
Warm up your winter with multiple Juno Award winner Alex Cuba as he supports his new album, Healer.
Cuando digo que te quiero, digo la verdad.
Co-presented by K-Meek and Blue Shore Centers, Alex Cuba will be at the K-Meek Center in West Van on February 6th, performing at 8. Visit alexcuba.com for tickets and for more information.
When I look up, nothing brighter is happening in the sky.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Thursday, February 25th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. There's also free admission.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Oh, And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight, getting a little bit of a late start tonight. But starting the program off, you heard something from the 60s pop singer Laura Nyro, and that was a track off her probably her most famous album, Eli and the 13th Confessions. They had a few top 40 hits on that album. You heard a track called Timer, and recently been getting into her album. Been meaning to check out some more stuff from her, but maybe you'll be hearing some more stuff from her in the next coming weeks. Anyways, that was something from Laura Nyro. That's N-Y-R-O. So starting off the program tonight, we're going to be focusing on a lot of new stuff that came into the station. We had a whole bunch of great new albums into the station, and I'm pretty excited to play the new Tortoise album that's coming up later on in the evening. And but to start it off, you're going to hear something from new stuff from Eleanor Friedberger. She's got a new solo album out called New View, and you can hear a track called Sweetest Girl. And you may know Eleanor Friedberger from her work in Fiery Furnaces with her brother. They've since gone on a hiatus since, I think, 2011, and they've been releasing their own solo albums. I know Matthew Friedberger has put out a couple solo albums, but she seems to be more prolific in putting out a lot of solo albums. And this latest is what you're going to hear. And then after that, you're going to hear an older album from Fiery Furnaces from way back in 2007. You're going to hear something from the Widow City album. And it was their first release on Thrill Jockey Records, if I'm not mistaken. Previously, they put out stuff on the Rough Trade label in the UK. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Eleanor Friedberger. This track is called Sweetest Girl.
Sweet girl with a broken heart. Sweet girl with a broken heart. Sweet girl with a broken heart. Stop crying so I won't start. Sweet girl with a broken heart. Sweet girl with a broken heart. Sweet girl with a broken heart. Stop crying so I won't start. Sky's red and so are your eyes. Stop from crying, crying, crying. She's blue and so are you. Oh, baby, tonight, I, why? Sweet girl with a broken heart. Sweet girl with a broken heart. Sweet girl with a broken heart. Stop crying so I won't start. Sweet girl with a broken heart. Sweet girl with a broken heart. Sweet girl with a broken heart. Stop crying so I won't start.
To those responsible.
That kind of thing must happen sometimes. Now that clearly didn't happen, I consulted my Egyptian grammar. On page 4428 was the hieroglyph for French canal. I met on the midway someone shouting up or whatever it was in. There are 17 sections of symbols in the orchestra of the overshowed, it said. Is lost and desolate now. See, you can't make smoke, only steam. Now that clearly didn't happen, I consulted my Egyptian grammar. On page 5566 was the hieroglyph for blue jay.
What do a Portland-based psych band and a group of indie rockers from Baltimore have in common? Two of the most lauded albums of 2015. Don't miss Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Lower Dens playing Thursday, January 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors open at 8, the show starts at 9, and this event is 19+. Tickets on sale now at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Each year, a number of UBC students, staff, and faculty consider suicide. Learn how to help. Reaching out early and preventing suicide requires the help of everyone in the UBC community. So on Wednesday, January 27th, get involved with UBC Suicide Awareness Day. Find out what you can do to help prevent suicide and to combat the stigma surrounding it. Spread the word and show the world that no one is ever alone by wearing orange to raise awareness. For more information about suicide awareness, or for help if you or someone you know is considering suicide, visit thrive.ubc.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Fiery Furnaces, the 2007 album called My Egyptian Grammar, or called Widow City. You heard the track called My Egyptian Grammar, and that's their first release on Thrill Jockey Records. And prior to that was Eleanor Friedberger with a track called Sweetest Girl off the brand new New View album that was just released. And as you know, Eleanor Friedberger is the one of the main persons behind Fiery Furnaces, I should say, along with Matthew Friedberger, her brother. You are listening to Canada Post Rock, and we're with you until 11 p.m. tonight. Don't forget to check out the website, citr.ca, and you can check out podcasts and playlists and see a track listing of some of the recent songs played. So up next, we're going to get into some new music sent into the station, and that's we got a new album from Bazu Bulat. She's got a new album out called Good Advice, and you're going to hear a track called Long Goodbye. It was just released on Secret City Records, and I do believe she's playing a show in Vancouver coming up in the next few months. And I think it's going to be at Fortune on February 25th, so definitely pick up tickets. And I do believe it's going to be one of them early shows that kind of finishes up around 11. So once again, that's Bazu Bulat playing at Fortune on February 25th. And I did get a chance to see Bazu Bulat a few years ago, back in, I think, 2009 in Calgary. And she was playing with an artist named Kitty Stelmanis. And this was previously before she made the name change to Austra. And shortly after the tour, she changed the name to Austra and started releasing albums out under Domino Records. So you're going to hear something from Austra's first album called Feel It Break. And you'll hear a track called Trip. And I do believe she might have played this song on some of the tours that she did with Bazu Bulat, because this is some early Austra stuff that she was playing when she was under the name Kitty Stelmanis back in 2009. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Bazu Bulat. This track is called Long Goodbye.
Me, even the days when you doubted, how many times can I run to defy it? Into the arms of your goodbye, your long goodbye. When I'm in love, nobody asks for me to play. Take me down, leave me no escape, no escape. When I fall, to the arms of your goodbye, your long goodbye. And when I hear your farewell in my mind, play it again and again, then rewind. How many times can I try to deny it? You have a way to forget, and so do I, now so do I. The way you love, even your enemy has a price. Take me down while you're young, and so am I, now so am I. When I run, I'm running blind into the arms of your goodbye. Thank you.
back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Trip from Austria, taken from the 2011 Feel It Break Deluxe Edition album. And it was a B-side that they put out. And previous to that, you heard something from Bézi Bulat, her new album called Good Advice. You heard the track called Long Goodbye. And those two have actually toured together. Katie Stamanis had opened it up for Bézi Bulat for a 2009 tour. That was prior to them taking the name Austria. Anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And up next, you're going to hear an artist that I'm super excited to play. I've been waiting a long time for a new album from these guys. And it's new stuff from Tortoise. The new album is called Catastrophist. And you can hear a track called Tesseract. And it's their first album since 2009's Beacons of Ancestorship. So that's been like 7 years. And prior to that was something like 5 years. So it's quite a few years in between albums. They are embarking on a new tour, and they're going to be coming through Vancouver on April 28th, playing at the Imperial, and that's way down on Main Street. So definitely pick up tickets. You can pick them up through Timbre Concerts, timbreconcerts.com. You could pick up your tickets. And I have saw Tortoise years ago, back in, I think, 2005, at the Folk Fest in Calgary. It was a pretty interesting show. It's going to be cooler to see them in a live or more intimate venue, I should say. Anyways, you can hear something from the new Tortoise album called Tesseract, a track called Tesseract. And then after that, you can hear something from a kind of a double CD from a local jazz collective, I'm guessing. They're called Pugs and Crows and Tony Wilson. And they have a double disc album that just came into the station. You're going to hear a track called Efforts. And then after that, we'll see what we get to. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Tortoise.
Thank you.
And that was local instrumental group called Pugs and Crows. That was a track called Effort, taken off a double disc release put out with Tony Wilson. The album is called Everyone Knows Everyone. And you can check them out at pugsandcrows.com or check out their Bandcamp, which is pugsandcrows.bandcamp.com. Mostly instrumental, but they really have that kind of jazzy sound to them. And they did play at the jazz festival, I think, last year. Anyways, you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And before that, you heard something from the new Tortoise album. It's called The Catastrophist, and you heard the track called Tesseract. One of the more post-rocky sounding tracks. A lot of the other tracks have a lot more infused with electronics. And as you know, I kind of consider Tortoise as one of the original post-rock sounds from the 90s. I consider them and LeBradford and Mogwai that have that really early post-rock sound. I know there's some bands that probably have done a similar sound before that, but in my books, they're one of the original purveyors of that sound. Anyways, you are listening to Canada Post Rock. We've got about 20 minutes left on the program. We'll try to fit in as much as we can. And you can hear an artist called The Purveyors of Free Will. And they have an album out called Frozen in an Ice Age of Regret. You'll hear a track called An Accountant in the Desert, A Lawyer on the Moon. And this was released on a record label called Baffled Octopi Records. Gonna have to check out some more stuff from that label, as this album was pretty interesting. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from The Purveyors of Free Will. Thank you.
I stole a bus today. We used to call it stealing. But the guy who had it didn't own it. It used to belong to the city. But now there is no city. There is no paper to make a claim. And there is no office where you file that paper. The bus is mine because I drive it. The last guy had no gasoline because there is no gas to buy or money to buy it with. The gas stations gather dust by the side of the road. I make my own fuel from alcohol and veggie oil. I make it run, so it's mine. The last guy took the bus from Fred. He hit Fred with a stick and burned his house. Then he drove off in his bus. But I have a gun. I shot the guy in the head. Now the bus is mine.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Unquestionably one of the greatest and most influential British metal bands of all time, Cradle of Filth comes to Vancouver on February 24th, presented by Union Events with special guests Butcher Babies and Naobu Viscares. Tickets are available at unionevents.com, ticketfly.com, and Scrape Records. Don't miss the raw and rambunctious savagery of Cradle of Filth on February 24th, doors at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And from Victoria, that was a group called The Purveyors of Free Will, with some ambient kind of drone-y post-rock music. And they have an album out called Frozen in an Ice Age of Regret. And they have a kind of a long track. It's called An Accountant on the... No, wait. Let me see. It's like a sentence. An Accountant in the Desert, a Lawyer on the Moon. And you can check them out on their Bandcamp, which is, I think... let me see if I can get it up here. Oh, it's called The Purveyors of Free Will.bandcamp.com. So we're going to keep going with some more music, and stay tuned for more great music on CITR. Keep it locked, and don't forget to check out the website, citr.ca. You can check out podcasts and playlists and all kinds of different stuff like that. So I'm going to leave you with a posthumous track from the new David Bowie album called Lazarus. It just came into the station this week, and you'll hear a track called "'Tis a Pity She Was a Whore." Then after that, something from the new album from Savages. And you can hear a track off the album called, let me see, it's called Adore Life. And I do believe it's their second album, if I'm not mistaken. It's out on Matador Records, and you can hear a track off of that called Evil. Their previous album, Silence Yourself, came out in 2013, also out on Matador Records. So don't forget to keep it locked on CITR. And if I can, I'll try to talk to you again. But if not, stay tuned. I'll be back next week with some more great music. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from the late, great David Bowie.
Tis a pity she was cool.
UBC English Students Association is hosting the Colloquium, their second annual conference, on Saturday, January 30th, from noon to 6 in the Dodson Room in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center. The Colloquium will feature presentations from English students as well as future faculty presenters, including Dr. Robert Rouse, Dr. Tiffany Potter, and Dr. Adam Frank. Attendance to the Colloquium is free and refreshments will be provided, so please visit the UBC English Students Association on Facebook in order to reserve your free ticket.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.